T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I'm a big fan of the album.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Congrats on Without You. I mean, I think we play this song like 100 times a week here in Philly. So it's a vibe. So congrats, man.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. So this album, I want to talk about this. It's a vibe. F Love, Savage. I want to talk about two standout tracks, obviously, besides Without You for me. Pikachu. You kick off the album with Pikachu. And you're just, you know, you go 100 on this song, and you talk about how your mom had to, like, you know, sell drugs at you through school. Tell me about your upbringing a little bit, and what your mom meant to you growing up, and I'm sure your mom is freaking out right now with all your success.
Yeah, me and my mom have been super close ever since I was a kid. It's been like my best friend ever since I can remember. You know, I didn't really have a lot of friends like in my super early years of like growing up. I was moving around a lot and to different schools, different places and shit. So my mom was like my best friend. So yeah, I mean, she's loving it. Obviously, we're out here in LA now, and she's, I think, just super proud of me. I hope, at least.
I mean, she's got to be, right? I mean, going from, you know, your tough upbringing to like playing basketball with Justin Bieber. I mean, that's got to be pretty wild for both of you.
Yeah, it's surreal.
Talk to me about your relationship with Justin Bieber, getting that co-sign early on in your career, obviously collaborating. You're on that new Bieber album, right? I think I heard that.
Yeah, it drops tonight, actually.
Yeah, so it's exciting. Tell me about that. You know, you guys even kind of look alike. It's kind of freaking me out. Tell me about you and Justin.
Yeah, that's my boy. He's been somebody that I looked up to ever since I can remember. So yeah, it's just like super, super like crazy to, you know, when he reached out to me and yeah, over the past like month and a bit, we've been getting to know each other, and yeah, I'm blessed to be able to call him my friend. So yeah.
Who's a better basketball player, you or Justin? Be honest.
Me, but he'd probably tell you different.
That's what I figured. But it's not the only co-sign, though. I mean, Elton John saying that he enjoys your music. Like, Elton, Tiny Dancer, Crocodile Rock, John is a big fan of the Kid Laroi. Like, what?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. The first thing I did when I spoke to him, I called my grandparents, because my grandparents are like in love with Elton John. So I called him and I told him, and they were like freaking out. Cause you know, like with like grandparents or even parents, it's like sometimes you tell them something like, yeah, like I'm working with this artist, and they could be the biggest shit right now, but they have no idea who they are. So they're like, oh, that's cool. Like, keep going. But if you tell them like Elton John, they're like, oh fuck, that's insane.
Yeah,
you
know, that made their life.
Yeah, literally.
That's incredible. The other song I was going to talk about that stood out to me, this whole album, by the way, I mean, when we live in a world where like it's EPs or just like track by track in the music industry these days, you put out a 22 track storytelling album. So just salute on that. Like, congrats. Like, that's like, and skits too. Like, that's old school. I just appreciated the whole project. But Feel Something with Marshmello. You go kind of in depth with your mental health. I want to know, like, was that like a struggle for you during this pandemic, during this year, to try to keep everything in check?
During life, man. My whole life. But yeah, I think it's important for me to talk about that stuff in my music and talk about the stuff that I go through, because I know, like, growing up, I felt like super alone with the way that I felt. And but then I started discovering music that was explaining the shit that I was feeling and going through. So that was what really helped me and, like, inspired me to want to do that and create music and help other people. So I think it's important for me to talk about that and make sure, you know, the next kid out there doesn't feel alone or he feels inspired to go and do something great. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I love that. I love that message. And you cover a lot of topics, obviously, mental health, your upbringing, relationships. It's raw. It's passionate. For a 17-year-old, like, God damn, I'm so jealous of you that you're so self-aware, that you're so, I don't know, when I was 17, man, I just didn't have that. Do you think, like, what makes you so... so confident. So, I mean, and then obviously crossing over and dominating in the US, like what gives you that?
I don't know. Maybe my mindset. I don't know. I always, like, my whole life, I had a lot of people like telling me that I couldn't do stuff and that it wasn't going to work and whatnot. But I don't know. I always like believe. I mean, it's really a credit to my mom, because my mom always brought me up like, anything you want to do, you can do it. Like, fuck everybody. So my whole mindset was like, oh, one day they're gonna see. It was like, sounds like cliche, but it's like motivation. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Maybe it's my mindset. Maybe it's just the way I was brought up. I'm not sure, but
yeah. Did you get something flashy for your mom, like the first, like your first paycheck?
I got her a house.
That'll do it. Yes. That'll do it. Man, that's insane. I mean, just like this 180 turn of events. I mean, it's just like you can't write it any better. And from Australia, like, you know, dominating in this field. It doesn't happen every day. Like this is not an everyday occurrence. When I think of Australia, I think of like all the crazy ass animals you got over there.
And that's what I'm trying to change.
Yeah. I think of kangaroos and sugar gliders and shit. And here you are, millions of streams. And
it's like, I want to be the last person that you say that to, though. I want to be the last person that you say, oh man, that's crazy. This shit don't happen often. Australia. I want to be the last person you ever say that to, because I want it to be a regular thing that anybody, no matter where you're from, Australia especially, you could come over here and you could do great shit and you could be what you want to be. I think that's something that, like, I was like super, like, you know, everybody always, one of the things, you're like, oh, you're from Australia, like, that's never gonna happen, like, yo, that's like a dream. That's a nice dream. You know what I'm saying? No, it's not a fucking dream. This is the reality of it. And it's like, if you're passionate about something and if you want something bad enough, it doesn't matter where you're from, how you were brought up or anything like that, you could do it. It's all about, you know, you. So that's my whole thing. I want to, you know, I'm trying to go back to Australia and go back to my city and help kids and just like, you know, hopefully they see now what's going on and are inspired to, you know, do similar shit or whether it's music, art, fashion, or fucking whatever it is. Hopefully they just know, like, oh fuck, he is, you know, doing shit that doesn't happen often, but obviously, like, I don't know, you get what I'm trying to go with it. Like,
absolutely, man. No, absolutely. So well, put me on. Who's next? Who's next coming out of Australia? Put me on to someone. Put me in the know.
I like this kid called Sahil. He's fire. R&B kid, super unknown. 1-4, they're really big in Australia. Spanian, this dude Spanian, he's the funniest guy on Instagram by far. He's actually from the same neighborhood I'm from. He's one of the older boys, but yeah, he's hilarious. There's a lot of kids though, man. Like, there's a lot of them. Like, even like, well, Blessed, he's way older than me. That was like this artist Blessed. He went by the producer name, and his old stage name was Miracle, and he actually produced my first ever EP which is called 14 with a Dream. And he like was like a big inspiration for me.
Wow.
You know, coming up, and he was like in terms of musically. And so yeah, he's super sick, and he's doing his thing still, but yeah, he's fire. He's so talented. He produces all his own shit. It's crazy.
I'm excited for you, man. I know I have to let you go. You have a few of these interviews, but just thanks for the time and just congrats on all your success. This is just the start for you. And I'm excited to see what's next. And I got to get you out here in Philly when life gets back to normal. Philly needs to see a performance from you. Come by the studio, and you're always welcome here.
And get a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, man. Have you been to Philly yet? You haven't, right?
I have.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah, I went. It was nice. I liked it.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to have you back ASAP once everything gets cleared away, right?
Of course. I'm coming out there first.
Hey, man. You're the best. Appreciate the time, and we'll see you soon, all right?
Thank you, bro.
Peace, man. Thank you guys for the time. I appreciate it.